I'm speaking to Rebecca Smallwood, Performance Auditor at Audit Scotland, about our latest report, Reshaping Care for Older People. Rebecca, could you just tell us a bit about what the report's about?
Our audit on Reshaping Care for Older People looks at a 10-year programme that's been brought in by the Scottish Government. We've looked at progress 3 years into this 10-year programme. The Scottish Government have also brought in a £300 million change fund to support the programme, and we've looked at the impact of this after it's been in place for two of the full 4 years. We're aiming to establish how much progress NHS boards and councils have made in improving health and social care for older people. We also make a number of recommendations to strengthen the programme going forward.
And what have you found?
We found that Reshaping Care for Older People has brought together the public, private and voluntary sector organisations involved in caring for older people. This costs about £4.5 billion a year. We now think there's a need to better target this spending on preventing and delaying illness and supporting people to live at home for as long as possible. The Scottish Government need to work better with partners to plan how to move resources from institutions such as hospitals into the community and to understand why spending and activity vary across Scotland. Improving care and joint working has been a focus for several years now. However, to date, progress has been slow. There's a need to improve monitoring of the implementation and the impact of this policy. Information which is needed to make decisions and to assess the impact of these decisions on older people is not nationally available, and bodies must improve and maintain the information that they hold on costs, activity and outcomes for health and social care.
Okay, you say the programme's brought together all the different bodies involved from the health service, councils, the voluntary and private sectors. What does this mean in practice?
Well, we've been reporting for the last few years on a number of initiatives that have been introduced to try and help improve how bodies work together. For example, we did a report on community health partnerships, which highlighted the challenging nature of partnership working between health and social care bodies. However, since the introduction of the Change Fund and Reshaping Care for Older People, organisations are reporting that this partnership working is improving. For example, the Change Fund has helped to better involve the voluntary sector in planning services for older people. This coming together of all the partners is a very important building block which is going to be necessary to improve services for older people in the future.
Okay, so the government's supporting this programme with a £300 million change fund. What you seem to say in your report is that the fund's achieved getting all these different organisations together, but not really a lot else. Is that a fair summary of the message you're giving?
Well, the £300 million change fund is funding initiatives. We found that these were mainly small scale and short term, and there is a lack of information on the impact that these initiatives are having. Some partnerships said it was too soon for them to be able to demonstrate this impact. Others needed better monitoring to allow them to do this. However, even where there were evaluations, we found that these did not always do enough to consider the cost of changes or the differences that services made to older people or how sustainable initiatives were. Without better evidence of what works and spreading good practice, there is a risk that there will be too great a focus on these small-scale initiatives. And although they do have a place, the scale of change which is envisaged by the Reshaping Care for Older People programme means there needs to be a clearer understanding of what a reshaped service would actually look like in practice and how services need to change to be able to achieve this. We found it was encouraging that recently the Joint Improvement Team asked partners to set out whether they had spread any successful initiatives, and a sustained focus on this is going to be important going forward.
And just lastly, what needs to happen now?
Our report makes a number of recommendations. What I'd like to particularly emphasise is that we think there's a need for the Scottish Government to set out clear measures of success when they introduce a new policy. We think they should be monitoring progress and publicly reporting on performance for these measures. And these should include monitoring outcomes, quality, community services and services to prevent or to delay ill health. We also think the Scottish Government need to do more to make information on the quality of care for older people across Scotland more accessible and easier to understand. In order to help services develop, the Scottish Government needs to work with NHS boards and councils and their partners to improve and maintain data on costs, activity and outcomes for health and care services, particularly for community services where there are real gaps. This information is important to be able to help local decision makers target their spending. We also think there needs to be a clearer plan for how money is going to move into the community-based services in both the shorter and the longer term. And finally, we think that organisations need to be better at identifying those initiatives which do have a positive impact on older people in their local areas, being clear about the cost and the quality of these initiatives. there's then a need to focus on sharing the experience of what actually works in practice.